come over here. Why
Once upon a time.
So far away from me.
There was a dude named Rockpile Reggie. Everybody called him that, but no one knew why. He was always just Rockpile Reggie. I don't know, everybody assumed that his name was Reggie, and that he was nicknamed Rockpile Reggie due to some form of interaction with a rock pile. Because he didn't look like a rock pile.
That'd be me.
He didn't work on a rock pile. And whenever anyone would ask him, "Hey, Reggie, why are they calling you a rock pile Reggie?" And Reggie would just say, "You know how it goes." Everybody was so confused. They're like, what does that even mean? So years, decades went by. Everyone's like, "What's up, rock pile?"
And you'd be like, decades? You've had 4 decades. I've been 1 decade.
True that.
So you're 3 decades ahead of me.
Yeah, so how many decades do you think rock pile was?
You're 40 years older. No,
30
years older than me.
I am 30 years older than you. Papa's 30 years older than me.
Whoa.
I should think it's
30. Granny's not 30.
Years older than me.
Granny's not 30.
Granny is like not 7. 30 years older than who? Than me or than Mama?
Mama. Granny's like...
Granny is 19 years older than Mama.
Ooh, she's so close to her.
True that.
Why do you say true that? That's a younger thing.
That's a younger thing, and I'm an old man.
Not to be mean, not, yes.
Kids still be saying true that?
Yeah, I say true that all the time.
See, there you go.
And so does Rebecca.
I invented true that.
No, you didn't. If you did invent true that, you'd be pretty famous.
True that.
You're gonna make me sick of that, aren't you?
Maybe.
No, true that.
Rock pile. So anyways,
everyone be like, "Hey y'all,
what's up, rock pile?"
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was like 60 years old, and people would ask him, "Why did they call you a rock pile?" And he'd say, "You know how things go." And finally, somebody was like, "What's that supposed to mean?"
And everyone would be like,
Reggie says, "Well, you know how things go." And they're like, "Well, that doesn't explain it. That doesn't help me at all. That doesn't tell me why you're named rock pile. That just kind of skirts the whole question. What's the deal, rock pile? Lay it on the table." And so, Reggie sat down, and for the first time in his life, he told the story of how he came to be named Rockpile Reggie.
I want to hear why.
Reggie said, "Once upon a time..."
It's not his name.
What's that?
It's not his name.
That's his name.
Oh, you said it was.
He said they assumed it was, and nobody knew. He said, "Once upon a time, almost 60 years ago, there was a lady, a pregnant lady."
Pregnant.
"And she was walking to work, pregnant as could be, when her water broke." She...
Why would she go to work?
I know, but she's so close to... I know, right? Anyways. She goes, So she freaked out and started running to the hospital. Not really the right thing to do necessarily. Maybe sit down and make a phone call. But it was a long time ago. Phones were not airware. So, anyways... She ran, but guess what? The pregnant lady can't run too much.
You'd, right? Like, fall.
So she ran for, like, half a block, and then she was exhausted. And she sat down, and she was having labor pains.
You sound like a monkey.
Yeah, so did she. Anywho, she sat there in labor and having a rough time of it when some construction workers saw her and said, "Hey lady, you need us to call you an ambulance?" I said, "Yes, please." So they did. But the minute they hung up the phone, she's like, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this baby is coming. Here it's coming."
I don't think I would say that. I'd just be like, I'd just go to sleep and be like, "I'm gonna go to sleep. I'll do this." I'd be like, "Good night. I'm not having a baby anymore."
So the construction workers ran over to her and said, "Oh my gosh, how can we help? How can we help?" And she said, "I just need to lay down. This is so painful." And they said, "Okay, come on over here." And then they cleared off a space for her to lie down on the ground. And then she said, "It hurts so much."
What, sitting on a rock pile?
No, she just hurt having a baby. Oh. She just laying on the ground. And she said, "Oh, my back is killing me. I need my legs raised up." So they're like, "Grab that rock." They put a rock under her legs. And she goes, "Higher." So they pile the more rocks. "Higher, higher." And she piled a whole bunch of rocks under her legs. She said, "Now my head is too low." And so they piled a bunch of rocks under her head. And she goes, "My arms, and they need support." So they piled some rocks under her arms. And they kept piling rocks and building it like a throne for her. Building like a hospital bed out of rocks. Because these were construction workers, that's all they knew how to work with.
Was Reggie there?
They were rock workers. What?
Was Reggie there?
So yeah, that's the thing. So, in all the confusion of trying to make this lady comfortable, Reggie, the baby, came out.
Reggie!
He just slid right out. And the lady's like, oh, it's hurt so much. My leg's higher. I need my neck higher. Just kept focusing on her comfort, not realizing that she had had the baby. So they're stacking it up and kept building up this bed.
And Reggie just
sat there on the rock pile.
Crying.
No, didn't say a word. He was just watching everything going down.
Of course he didn't say a word because he doesn't know a word.
And then finally the ambulance came and they picked up the lady and they took her. They took her to the hospital.
What about Reggie?
And little Reggie, there he was, just sitting on
the
rock pile. And the construction workers were like, "What the heck? What's this? That's that lady's baby." And so like, "Did anybody know what hospital she was going to?" And they said, "No." And they were all confused and they couldn't figure it out. So they said, "Oh, well, let's just raise this child as our own." And so
she's not going to have a baby.
The kid grew up at the construction site on the rock pile, raised by construction workers. Rock pile Reggie.
What's his real name?
Rockwell Reggie, I don't know. I guess
Luke.
They all agreed to call him Reggie. I don't know.
I want his name to be Luke. I wanted to call his babies. Did you hear what they were going to be?